Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new program in Boston is bringing together the hometown team, the Red Sox, with local veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Called Home Base, the program offers free care for vets who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and brain injuries. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has our story.
John Zagami looks like a healthy 26-year-old. He has a long-distance runner's body and a buzz cut. He recalls the moment his life changed.
Well, we were doing crowd control at a checkpoint, and then, you know, I fell down somehow, don't remember.
It was 2003 in Iraq. Zagami was an Army specialist.
I don't remember most of that day or, you know, the following days after. I was in kind of like a trance or a daze. Finally, when I kind of woke up a few days later, I remember like being nauseous and throwing up all the time and saying, well, what is this from? It can't be food put. Like, I don't know what's going on. And ever since then, I've had like blinding headaches and my balance has been off. And there's just, you know, it's one issue after another, which led up to that stroke.
The stroke happened after Zagami returned and was a freshman in college. Soon after, he was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. He has trouble sleeping, a terrible short-term memory, and headaches that make him pass out. For 6 years, he's been getting treatment through the Veterans Administration.
After, you know, just getting frustrated with the VA system and so many different doctors and having doctors cycle through, you know, and it was like every time I'd show up for an appointment, it would be a new neurologist or a new cardiologist or, you know, whatever. You just get beat down after a while and just say, all right, I'm going to have to live with these health issues the rest of my life. And it's not a fun way to live.
But he got a little hopeful when his sister told him about a new program she heard about while watching a Red Sox game on TV.
And for those veterans and their families, there's a new team being created to support you.
That's Tim Wakefield, pitcher and pitch man for the Home Base program. It's funded by the Red Sox Foundation, which has teamed up with Mass General to provide free care for vets with PTSD and traumatic brain injury. Red Sox chairman Tom Werner says the idea came to him in 2007 when the team won the World Series and visited Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Werner saw how the vets responded to players.
David Ortiz is a hero to them, but he thinks they're heroes because you just see these average guys who, you know, come from all over the country who just wanted to give something back to their country and are now in great pain. So I think there was just a general sense of what can we do to help?
Home Base started in 2009 and recently opened its own clinic near Mass General. The program has treated more than 200 veterans and their families. That's a small portion of the 12,000 Massachusetts vets with mental disorders who get help from the VA. Still, Ross Zafont, director of traumatic brain injury for Home Base, says the program complements what the VA offers.
I think what the Red Sox Home Base program offers is an alternative route for many reluctant veterans or our nation's heroes to begin to seek care.
To be honest, it's also something that's kind of embarrassing to do.
Army veteran Sergeant George Carvalho lost the fingers of his right hand in Iraq and only reluctantly admits he has deeper, invisible wounds.
You're a soldier. You're supposed to be strong. You know, you're not supposed to have any weakness. And, you know, to admit it is the biggest and first step.
He took the first step because Home Base is affiliated with the Red Sox.
Been a fan since I was very, very little. And to me, it's one of the greatest things to see is a sports organization step up and do this for the veterans.
John Zagami is also a huge Sox fan. He watched the first World Series win via satellite in Iraq. He never thought he'd have this close a connection to the team. The Home Base program has really helped him, he says. He sleeps better and has fewer night terrors.
As long as I'm feeling better and I'm making progress, I feel like there's hope, you know? Like, we can keep moving forward, and I never got that feeling at the VA. I just felt like I was another victim and that you kind of had to deal with it.
The Home Base program will treat any veteran for free, but is focusing its efforts on those who served since 9/11. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.